Discuss consequences of default. Default occurs when a borrower fails to meet the agreed-upon terms of a loan or credit agreement, typically by missing payments for an extended period. For most unsecured debts like credit cards, default generally occurs after 180 days, 6 months of missed payments, though this can vary by creditor and loan type. If a client misses the minimum payments on their credit card, their credit report will soon reflect these missed payments, starting with a 30-day late mark and then progressing to 60 and 90 days late. The most significant damage to their credit score typically occurs during the first two missed payment cycles, 30 and 60 days. Once their account reaches 60 days past due, the card issuer gains the ability to apply penalty interest rates not only to new purchases but also retroactively to their existing balance, substantially increasing the cost of their debt. When a borrower defaults on unsecured debt, there are financial impacts, credit report impacts, and potentially legal consequences. Some of the consequences of defaulting are listed in Exhibit 2-51. Exhibit 2-51. Consequences of default. Fair Credit Reporting Act, FCRA, is defined as a federal law designed to ensure the accuracy, fairness, and privacy of consumer credit information maintained by credit reporting agencies. The legal process and credit report process for defaults operate independently of each other. FCRA ensures consumer credit information is accurately and safely maintained. Understanding these separate processes helps clients recognize that resolving one aspect of default does not automatically address the other, requiring distinct strategies for managing both legal exposure and credit recovery. Educate the client about statutes of limitations that exist in some states, which set a time limit on how long a creditor can legally sue a debtor for unpaid debts. The law is meant to protect individuals from being sued indefinitely for old debts, while also encouraging creditors to act within a reasonable time frame. If a client seeks more detailed information about the statutes of limitation, refer them to an attorney. Repossession of collateral / foreclosure. Buying or leasing a car almost always means putting the car as collateral to finance the purchase. Explain to the client that if they miss payments or break other terms of their agreement, the lender has the right to take their vehicle back, often without warning. Repossession can happen quickly. Sometimes repossessions occur after just one or two missed payments. Unlike other collection processes, the lender may or may not need to get court approval before taking the car. A repossession agent can legally access the client's vehicle in public areas and drive or tow it away in a process called self-help repossession, defined as the act of a creditor reclaiming collateral without use of a court order. However, there are important limitations to repossession rights. Lenders can only repossess vehicles that specifically secure their loans, not for unrelated debts like medical bills. Repossession agents cannot break into locked structures, threaten the client, or take the car if the client verbally objects at the time. Some states offer additional protections, including rights to cure the default, and active duty military personnel have special protections under federal law. Self-help repossession cannot be used against anyone who is in active military service. Be clear about what happens after repossession. The vehicle will likely be sold at auction for significantly less than its actual value. The client will then be responsible for the deficiency balance. The remaining amount a borrower owes after a repossessed item is sold, if the proceeds do not fully cover the debt plus any repossession expenses. This can leave them without transportation while still owing thousands on a vehicle they no longer possess. Court rulings. When a creditor takes a borrower to court for unpaid debt and wins, the court issues a judgment ordering the borrower to pay. Judgment debt is defined as an automatic court ruling that requires an individual or entity to pay a specified sum to a creditor due to the debtor's failure to respond or appear in court as required. Judgments have serious consequences that persist for years. If the client fails to appear in court, the judge will likely automatically rule against them without hearing their side by issuing a default judgment, defined as an automatic court ruling that requires an individual or entity to pay a specified sum to a creditor, due to the debtor's failure to respond or appear in court as required. Similarly, if the creditor has clear documentation and the client lacks a legal defense, the court may issue a summary judgment, defined as a court ruling made for one party against another without a full trial, typically because there are no disputed facts. A judgment lien is defined as a court ruling giving a creditor the right to seize or force the sale of a debtor's property to satisfy the debt if unpaid. It is a legal claim placed on the debtor's property, typically real estate, after a court judgment has been rendered. This lien serves as a guarantee to the creditor that they can collect on the debt by seizing or selling the debtor's property if necessary. Once a creditor has a judgment, they gain powerful collection tools. If the client seeks more detailed information about the statutes of limitation, including the federal limit of 25%, it is advisable to refer them to an attorney. Creditors can also levy bank accounts, potentially taking up to 100% of the account balance without prior notice. Additionally, judgment creditors can place liens against the client's property, making it impossible to sell or refinance without paying the debt. For clients refusing to attend court hearings, explain that their absence virtually guarantees a default judgment against them, where the court rules in favor of the creditor due to their failure to appear. Attending court provides an opportunity to negotiate payment plans, raise defenses, or request exemptions. Some clients may benefit from learning about exempt assets and income that creditors cannot take, including certain amounts of home equity, retirement accounts, Social Security benefits, disability payments, and essential personal property. Each state has specific exemption laws that protect certain income and assets from collection.